Proponents of same-sex marriage often draw parallels between their struggle to marry and the fight by African Americans to secure their civil rights. For much of U.S. history, it was illegal in most states for blacks and whites to marry each other. Gay and lesbian activists say they are simply asking for the same rights that were eventually granted to interracial couples. But as NPR's Robert Smith reports, the analogy isn't accepted by everyone.
On a rainy morning outside of New York City Hall, hundreds of gay and lesbian protesters marched the sidewalk.
Gay, straight, black, white!
Marriage is a civil right!
Gay, straight, black, white!
Marriage is a civil right!
Ty Wilson, one of the few African Americans in the crowd, says that sometimes he has a problem with making analogies between the gay rights movement and the black civil rights movement. But in the case of marriage, it works.
Our history still hasn't shown us that civil rights apply to everybody. So I think if more people realize that this is a civil right and not an issue of sexuality, then maybe people will get on board.
The gays and lesbians involved in the marriage struggle certainly feel the emotional parallel between black and gay civil rights. But the legal parallel is more complicated. Harvard Law professor Randall Kennedy wrote a book about interracial marriage, and he says the rhetoric in this case is extremely similar.
People said, well, you can't allow black people and white people to intermarry. That's unnatural. That is against the teachings of the Bible. That same sort of logic, the recourse to nature, the recourse to God, is very much part of the fight going on now.
Kennedy notes that unlike the debate over gay marriage, which has come to national prominence rather quickly, the fight against interracial marriage took more than a century. Coincidentally, it was Massachusetts that made one of the first moves, repealing its anti-miscegenation laws in 1843. But the process after the Civil War went slowly. In 1912, a Georgia congressman, Seaborn Roddenberry, even proposed a constitutional amendment that banned interracial marriage. The Supreme Court didn't do away with all of the discriminatory laws until 1967 in Loving v. Virginia. But the struggle, Kennedy says, didn't just wait for the judges.
So just like the effort to uproot anti-miscegenation laws took place in the legislatures, took place in newspapers, took place in lots of different forums, including the courts, so too is the struggle against the continued repression of gay people taking place in a variety of forums.
But even proposing such loose parallels is controversial among those who participated in the black civil rights movement. Some, like Congressman John Lewis of Georgia, have wholeheartedly called for equal marriage rights for homosexuals. But others, especially the black church leaders who worked for civil rights in the South, are conflicted. George McKinney is now the bishop of St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ in San Diego.
Their experience is not analogous to our experience, where we were enslaved for 300 years and were continued in a segregated society for another 150 years. There's been no wholesale enslavement of gays and lesbians. The analogy makes no sense.
Another reverend, Walter Fauntroy, a former congressman and civil rights leader, says that gays and lesbians are welcome to use the civil rights rhetoric when they're seeking fairness in employment or education, but the marriage parallel doesn't work for him. Skin color, Fauntroy says, never belonged in the definition of marriage.
But it's a misnomer to call a same-sex union a marriage. So I support gay rights, but they do not have a right to redefine what marriage is.
The comparison between gay and civil rights is mostly a rhetorical one. But Harvard professor Kennedy says there is one very real connection. Black civil rights leaders created the legal framework for challenging discrimination. And even now the Supreme Court ruling on interracial marriage could frame the national debate over gay marriage.
Earl Warren in Loving v. Virginia talks about marriage being a fundamental right. There had to be extraordinarily good reason to encroach upon this right. One of the things that's being discussed now is, well, is there a good enough reason to prevent people of the same gender from marrying?
And Kennedy says that's a question, like race, that isn't just worked out through the courts, but in society as a whole. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.